Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, Mission Impossible. Our scripture verse is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 18. Jesus speaking says, In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. You know, today with all the confusion about marriage, what it is, what it isn't, what others say or think it should be, it's really a good time for us to consider seriously what our marriage is all about. After all, what's the purpose? Is there one? Or is it just, you know, whatever? Does God have something to say about the subject? Actually, God has much to say about the purpose for marriage, but I think we can sum it up in three basic points. First, it's to produce godly children, according to Malachi 2:15. Secondly, it's to defeat the powers of Satan in the earth, according to Genesis 1:28. And thirdly, it's to demonstrate what it is to have a loving relationship with God, according to Revelation 19:9. So how are we doing fulfilling God's purpose for our marriage? Maybe this is a good time to sit down together to develop a mission statement for our marriage based on these three points. What will our mission be this new year? How will we fulfill it? Then write it down, pray it through, and start working on it together. Oh, your happiness? That's not a purpose. It's the result of a godly marriage. Mission impossible? You bet. That's why we need a God who makes the impossible possible. So a question to ask each of us today. How have we done at each of the three points of purpose that God intended for our marriage? And how can we work together this year to improve at each point and fulfill our mission? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, give us the humility and gentleness to make sober assessment of our marriage and the ability to do better this year to fulfill the mission you intended for our holy marriage.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Take my hand.